The epistle for this Feast of the Ascension is taken from Acts. In the former book, O Theophilus, I spoke of all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day on which he was taken up after he had given commandments through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, during 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And while eating with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, of which you have heard. And he, by my mouth, for John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. They therefore, who had come together, began to ask him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses for me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the very ends of the earth. And when he had said this, he was lifted up before their eyes, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing up to heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, and said to them, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, shall come in the same way as you have seen him going up to heaven. Please stand for continuation of the Holy Gospel. At that time, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples as they were at table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and hardness of heart, and that they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. And these signs shall attend those who believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak in new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall get well. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them, and confirmed the preaching by signs that followed. So thus far are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. We had the grave feast of the sacred triduum, leading to the passion and death of our Lord, up to Easter, the glorious great feast for the Church. And now we celebrate the Ascension. Why? Well, if our Lord suffered and died for our sins and the resurrection is a promise of our glory, then what's the point of the Ascension? The Ascension gives direction, a terminus for the events preceding. What is salvation? What is heaven? What is the point of our redemption? What is it? What is our glorification? Christ in his Ascension shows us and promises. For we have this concept, typically, this almost Greek concept of heaven as being this completely separate spiritual existence. And we pass from this physical earth and we leave it all behind and we take up this new mode of being in the spiritual world. But that's not quite right. Christ ascends into heaven in his physical body as a man. It's not a freeing or liberation from this world, but a uniting of this world with the next. Christ takes us, creation, into heaven, and in a short time sends the Holy Ghost, the love of God, sends heaven to earth. What was once separated by an infinite chasm, it's now joined. And thus, Blessed Elizabeth, St. Elizabeth of the Holy Trinity says, My heaven begins now because of this fact. The idea that, you know, this whole world vanishes and we're left with something completely different, something other, is not so. Thus we have in the Apocalypse, a new Jerusalem descends from heaven. There's a new heaven and a new earth. We all continue existing, but perfected in the life of God. A new level, sure, but not a new nature, not a new being. As the preface for this Mass says, it is fitting indeed and just, right and helpful and to salvation for us always and everywhere to give thanks to you, O Holy Lord, Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and while they looked on was taken up into heaven, that he might grant us to be sharers of his own divinity. This is the direction of our lives. This is what salvation was. Bringing of what was lost in sin up, and now uniting it into the very life of heaven. Christ came in his incarnation, in his life and ministry, in his passion and death, to give us faith, to show us what we should believe. He rose again from the dead to confirm that faith. He ascends to give us hope, to drive us along. And he'll send the Holy Spirit, the love of God, to sustain us on that journey. This ascension, then, is a promise of Christ. But how, then, do we live that? Because it's a commissioning. As the angels, they're standing next to the apostles, say, O men of Galilee, why do you just stare up? We're not just waiting for this great reality, but we're living it. Again, the idea that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, those theological virtues, faith, hope, and love, are directed towards heaven, not waiting for it to come to you. Unless we should live this life jealously guarding that great gift of sanctifying grace. And if we should lose it, vigorously seeking it back out again through confession and proclaiming that very faith, that truth, being witnesses to it. Christ sends us out to be his witnesses, not to be catechists. What's the difference? One is just an intellectual spitting out. Another one is joined by life, living the faith. Living heaven begins now. May God bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.